Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Justin Fuente is the senior advisor for football with the College Football Playoff, former University of Memphis football coach, Virginia Tech. He's a friend of the show, and he joins us now. Justin, what's happening, man?
Not much. What's going on with you?
I got to say, last time we had you on the show, you had just onboarded as the color analyst for TCU football, and I think you outlasted Britney Spears' first marriage in that job.
Short tenure. It was a short tenure. You know, I told Brian Esters, the play-by-play guy, I said, you are so hard to work with that I can only do this for 3 games.
It's amazing. Was it media just wasn't your thing, man? You just dying to get out? I mean, how did this all come about?
It was super fun. It really was. This thing kind of came out of nowhere. And this thing with the College Football Playoff, but it took about a month for both sides, for the College Football Playoff and for myself, to decide this may be something we wanted to do. So I talked to Brian, you know, the whole time it was going on, and Brian was great, and I just couldn't do both. So unfortunately, I do have the shortest tenure in broadcast.
So, in terms of, you know, your role here, you know, are you just responsible for, like, you know, you're the football coach in the room, you know, who knows sort of what these programs are doing day in and day out? Like, what are your obligations in this job?
Yeah, there's a little bit of that, or maybe a lot of that. First of all, I do not select the teams that go into the playoff, just to get that on the table. That is our selection committee is a super tough job, but they do a great job. I mean, I know this is a sidebar, but I say, like, the times I've been in there and seen those people work in just their preliminary prep, like, I feel so much better about the professionalism and the thoroughness than I did before, you know, as an outsider. But yeah, it's a little bit like, hey, you know, we've got a staff here of 20 to 25 people, and none of us have coached before. We think maybe it would be a good idea to bring somebody like that along to help give us some perspective. There's some other duties that are, you know, kind of directly related to the game in terms of officials and some medical stuff that, just because of my background, having kind of dabbled in, you know, been in touch points with that as a head coach, that I'm, you know, kind of in the process of getting more and more involved in. But it's been fun learning experience. Let me tell you, it's just completely different than anything I've ever experienced from a professional standpoint, you know, in my life.
I was going to ask you, I mean, you're a guy that's, you know, familiar with everybody in college football and programs, but in this role, do you have to bone up? I mean, in terms of, hey, I'm going to go watch this game film that maybe I wouldn't have watched because I need to know about every team that we're considering. That side of things, Coach, that sounds like it could be a lot of work. Are you having to up that?
Yeah, but I've got access to it just, like, literally at my fingertips.
Nice.
So they make it easy for you to stay up to date. I know, you know, they expect me to stay up to date with, you know, what's going on. And when I say that, I don't mean coaching changes and necessarily who's winning and losing ball games, but things that, that may be going on, you know, off the field or in the, like Texas Tech is dealing with a tortilla deal and the Big 12 was dealing with it. So like I know more about the rules when it comes to throwing things on the field and the referees, you know, what their kind of zone of influence is regarding the fans or the scoreboard operation. So you get in the weeds on some of that stuff, which is kind of interesting. And then also I get to sit on the I'm a non-voting member, but I get to sit on the football oversight committee. So I get to go to those meetings with the NCAA and get to kind of get a peek behind the curtain in how all that works and the conversations going on behind the scenes, which has been fascinating.
Sounds like an amazing job. You getting paid for this? I mean, this sounds like
I do. Can you believe it?
This is like,
unbelievable.
This is my dream job. When I grow up, I want to be an advisor to the college ball playoff.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So awesome. So I don't know. I still can't believe they paid me to coach football.
Yeah.
You know, like I was telling, you know, only the last few years, and this is a complete honest statement, like only the last few years, like probably starting around COVID, did I really feel like coaching was a job. Before that, like I was so fired up to go to work every single day. I couldn't believe that anybody would pay us to do it. And I feel a little bit the same right now.
What changed? Like what made it feel like a job?
Well, COVID sucked for everybody. It was just miserable. And I think there's a lot of things going on in the country and all around, and the change to the, you know, the transfer portal and then the merge towards, you know, the payment of players, which I'm not against. I just think it all became less about what I got into it for very quickly. And, you know, that began to be pretty obvious that this job was changing. And there's some people that are very good at it right now, given the current landscape. But it was changing so quickly. It was beginning to look like something I did not recognize pretty quickly.
What stood out to you most about that Memphis win over South Florida on Saturday, Coach? Heck of a win, heck of a fourth quarter comeback.
Well, I have watched South Florida a couple times, and they are very good on defense. And I know their head coach has made his name as an offensive guy, and they've done a good job on the offensive side. But to me, they stand out defensively. And for Memphis to keep slugging it out with the physical tough defense like that and find a way to win the game is a huge feather in their cap, I thought. I thought it was just a great perseverance victory, especially coming on the heels of a very big disappointment the week before. Quarterback got back out there and kind of, best I could tell, gutted it out and found a way to get it done.
It wasn't quite the same, like, because I UAB was a miserable, miserable program, but I do recall you know, there was like a disappointing Temple loss in there at some point, right? Where maybe Paxson was banged up that you guys took. And I don't remember exactly what point, but like when that happens, is it easy to like go in that locker room and say, you know, this was absolutely embarrassing, we have to be better? Like what's just the temperature after a disappointing loss like that happens?
Well, I mean, it's probably different for every team, and there's different, you know, judging your team is an art, and figuring out what they need in the moment. And, you know, disappointing losses to different teams, they're in different stages of their development, you know, require different things. And so I'm not sure the tact that Coach Silverfield took, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't require you throwing a fit. You know, sometimes the team is just as disappointed as you are. And, you know, it becomes a little bit more of a even keel situation where you highlight it, acknowledge it, own it, and move on. And sometimes you gotta tip over a table. You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta lose your stuff in there. But, you know, it's up to each coach to kind of figure that out, what fits best in their team and their development stage.
We're talking to Justin Fuente, former Memphis football coach, now senior advisor for the college football playoff, joining us on the show. There was a moment in that game in South Florida, Memphis, where the South Florida coach, Alex Golish, went for it on 4th and 4 deep inside Memphis's territory rather than going up 10, or at least attempting the field goal to go up 10. I don't have the, you know, the notes from your Memphis tenure in front of me. Anecdotally, I feel like you were a guy that would certainly, you know, go for it on 4th down. I don't think you were the most aggressive, but it does seem like we have gone to like one extreme with 4th downs. And it starts probably in the NFL and then it works its way down. Where are you on these 4th and 3s, these 4th and 4s, where it just seems like now we're not even thinking about it? These coaches are just going.
Well, it's all analytics, and, you know, I think there is some good to it, to the analytic part. I've messed up my fair share of those decisions, but also the analytic people don't show up and do the press conference after the game. And those analytics change based on inputs that they get throughout the week. Meaning, if you're a bigger, essentially, and I'm way oversimplifying this, the bigger underdog you are in the game, the more aggressive right. You're supposed to be. That's how it should lean your statistics. Yep. So, and there's a lot of other factors too, but just essentially that's what it is. And, you know, I don't know. Like, I feel like there is an art to managing the game. You know, the thing that the analytics people will go back to is say, this is not art. These are numbers. This is stats. But the thing that I could never overcome, and what the stats people always tried to get me to do, was say, listen, the previous result should not affect your next decision. Mm. So if you go for it on 4th and 1, let's just say it's on the 50-yard line, and you don't get it, the next 4th and 1 on the 50-yard line, you should still go for it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't feel good about that. Or, you know, there's your feel about the flow of the game and the physicality of the game and your call. You know, like sometimes it's like, man, like I just, like we've already run our 3 short yardage plays and I don't feel great about the next one, so we're not going to go for it. So obviously coaches have taken a huge leap towards just quote unquote the book. But I did see Stoops at Kentucky. Somebody asked him after the game about why he went for 2 down so many points late in the game. He said, I don't know. That's what the book said, but I think the book's stupid. I laughed because finally somebody said it out loud, but I don't know. They're leaning heavily on the numbers.
Coach, this is American Football Conference. You know, if we're talking basketball, there ain't much there. It's Memphis and a bunch of mess. But if we're talking football and you look at the top 5 or 6, I mean, even Temple's 3-1, but you got Navy, you got Tulane, you got Memphis, you got South Florida, mm-hmm. you know, a bunch of teams, North Texas even, obviously, the season they're having, a bunch of teams that are doing well. And right now, you know, they've got the inside track on the winner being the Group of 5 representative. I'm just curious, Coach, as a conference, right, and you look, you know, I know the Pac-12 is going to, you know, get Boise and reemerge as something, but, you know, and maybe you lose a Alex Golish. You mentioned him or a Sumrall at Tulane, but do you think with what they've had now, this taste, right, it feels like you've got, hey, if you can win the American, you're going to have maybe not a yearly shot, you got to battle Boise, whatever else, but a really good shot each year that these athletic departments are going to, you know, be hot to go get the next Alex Golish or Sumrall, and you keep some of this strength, right? You keep some of this core at a high level that maybe keeps you in a spot where, you know, your winner every year has got a really good chance at doing it. Just what do you make of the conference, where it's come, and that the idea that you stay here even through the rotation of coaches?
Yeah, it's interesting. The coaching business in at large has changed. I heard Lane Kiffin talk about it the other day. It's just become, you know, we're paying the players and paying the coaches, and now it's become more of like an NFL model in terms of the coaching turnover too. You know, they run through those coaches pretty quickly in the National Football League. And there's a little bit of the same thing. Like if you're not going to make the playoffs, if you lose 3 games and you're at one of these highly funded teams, it's got to be you. They're moving on to the next one. And I do think that could cause pause for some of the coaches out there. You know, but also when they start to talk about the numbers they're talking about, it's hard to say no to that. You know, it's just, sometimes the numbers are so incredible that it's just very difficult to pass on that. The league seems to me very healthy. They've had some people move out of the league in the last handful of years that were very good members. It seems to me that they have replaced them with very capable members that are now contributing to the top tier of the league, which I think the commissioner should be applauded for that, for who they brought in and what it seems to do and the level of play they've been able to seemingly maintain for several years now.
When it came to you you were in this position not that long ago, I you were so ahead of your time and the way that you talked about it, man, I'll never forget it. I mean, I never heard the term sweat equity until you used it, and you were just so honest about it. Like, you weren't trying to hide the ball. You were like, you know, hey, we're going to listen. You know, we're going to listen. I just remember that. I recall that very distinctly. It's a long way of me asking you another follow-up question about this, because, you know, it does feel like times have changed so much. Like, there used to be, you know, there's no question that if you're at Memphis and Virginia Tech calls, you go. If you're at, let's just say, Ole Miss and Florida calls, you go, because that's just the prestige ladder that you had to climb at a certain time. But has the world, Justin, changed so much now where if you have an ambassador group and a president group and an administrative group that believes in you and will give you the money that you need both for yourself and your staff and your NIL, that, hey, maybe that job that was once 10, 12, 13 years ago so much better, it ain't that different now if you have it rolling at that setup. Does that sound accurate? Like, what do you make of just that part of
so.
It?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, I just think, again, it's very difficult to have a good football team. But I think it's a little bit easier to have a good football team for 1 year than it maybe used to be. But it's even harder to have a good football team year after year than it used to be. And I do think there's I don't know if this is the right term, but a flattening of the curve a little bit. Like, you're seeing, there's just more parity. Like, there's more good teams out there. Maybe there's a great team out there. I don't know. The season will play out and see. It just seems like there's more very, very good teams. And some teams that maybe aren't the traditional powerhouses are in those conversations now, which I think is a good thing. You know, I think it creates interest, and those are fun, and those teams deserve those opportunities. In terms of your coaching, I do think that there are probably, and I haven't spoken to any of them, coaches out there that are having success at some places that, you know, will at least pump the brakes a little bit on whether they want to move, because it is, it is volatile times. But there's also the other side of it too, is what I just said. It's very difficult to be good year in and year out. And sometimes people just get tired of hearing from you. You know, like, sometimes they just don't want to hear what you got to say anymore because they've heard it for 6 years.
Yep.
And that plays a role in it too.
Absolutely. By the way, I was, you know this, but I was in Blacksburg over the weekend, and I let them have it, man. I was repping for you in the stands, and I know everything's good, you know, but I let them. But man, those Virginia Tech fans, they don't forget. They may forgive. They don't forget, man. They still had – They were like, I was like, what was so bad? What went wrong? It looked fine to me from where I was at. And they had this laundry list, man. They don't forget up there. They are a passionate group.
Yeah, they've got great fans. They really do. I hope they get it right. I really do. Like, I hope they, you know, I know they're making a push towards proper investment, which you have to have in today's day and age. And they have a great fan base. You talk about a group of people that wakes up in the morning on game day and goes to the game in order to actively participate in hopefully a victory. And that's that group. They don't go there to be entertained.
Yep.
They go there to participate.
Yep.
And they have a great fan base, and they deserve it. You know, they really do. I hope they can get it all put together and start to have some success.
Justin, great to catch up, my friend.
Thank you for this, Coach.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. Anytime, guys. I appreciate it.
We'll do it again soon. Thank you.
All right. Yep. See you.
He is Justin Fuente, former Memphis football coach, Virginia Tech, now advisor for the college football playoff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.